Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 46 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. In this selection, the Chafetz Chaim explores how does a person do tshuva if he indeed spoke Lashon Hara. And the essence of this session, as we will learn, is that it's very difficult to do tshuva, and therefore a person should be careful to begin with not to speak Lashon Hara. But let's follow the logic. Im ovar v'siper Lashon Hara al chaveiro, if a person spoke Lashon Hara improperly on his fellow, uvo lasos tshuva, and now he wants to do tshuva, talui bozeh, it depends on the following. In the first scenario, Hashomim dachu es divarov. Those who heard what he said dismissed what he said as meaningless and not true. V'lo niskana chaveiro, his fellow did not get degraded as a result of what he spoke. And therefore, all he has to deal with is his sin, bein adam lamakom, between him and Hashem. Dahainu, what do we mean by that? Sha'ovar al ritzon Hashem shatziva alze. He's in violation of a mitzvah in the Torah that says not to degrade another person. And therefore, provided that he regrets what he did, yisvada, he confesses it audibly and says, I did wrong. V'yikabel al atzmo b'lev shalem, and he accepts wholeheartedly that he will not continue in this way, then that's the tshuva, because it's an avera bein adam lamakom, between himself and Hashem. It is interesting that if the people totally dismissed what he was saying as meaningless, the Chafetz Chaim still rules that there's an avera here, albeit not an avera ben adam lachavero, between he and his fellow person, because he didn't do any damage to that person, but it is an intrinsic avera, even if no damage was done, because he tried to do damage. And that's an avera ben adam lamakom, just like perhaps if a person were to eat non-kosher food, it's a violation. So here, he spoke Lashon Hara, even if the end result never occurred, it's still a violation and requires tshuva. Aval im chaveiro niskana al yidei zeh be'enei hashomim. But if the person was in fact degraded, and the result was that there was a hezek, a damage, begufo o b'mamono, personally or to his assets, o sheheitzer lo ayidei zeh, or he caused him pain. Person may have had less job opportunities. It's a damage. Hareyu kechol avono sheben adam lachavero. The result is that it is an avera between he and his fellow. Even Yom Kippur, even death, cannot be mechaper, cannot atone, because there's a person here that needs to be asked to forgive. If you appease him and he forgives, then you'll be left bein adam lamakom, and you could do the tshuva that we described before on the part of the avera that was between you and Hashem. The Chafetz Chaim explores the very challenging situation where a person spoke Lashon Hara about someone, and that someone who was spoken about is not aware that he was spoken about. Now, if no damage occurred to him, then it's the first scenario, and you don't have to ask him forgiveness if no damage came to him, if you know that definitively. They dismissed your comments totally, and you know there's no damage, so then it's only ben adam lamakom. But if there is damage and the person's not aware, then we're in a very challenging situation that tzarech legalos lo, you would have to reveal to the person what you did wrong to them in order to ask mechila. And that's very, very hard and painful to do. And, as we'll see in a moment, morally questionable. Chafetz Chaim concludes that therefore we see that for a person who speaks Lashon Hara frequently, it becomes very challenging to do tshuva. Number one, lo yizkar. He's not going to remember all the people that he did wrong to, that he's going to have to ask mechila from. Number two, yisbayish liglos. He's going to be embarrassed to reveal to them what he said about them. And number three, befigam mishpacha, if he spoke against a family, yazik bozeh kol adoros aboyim, it could be he damaged the future generations. And how is he going to ask them for forgiveness? Lashon Hara, therefore, is a me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, often a problem that cannot easily be fixed, and a person should be extra careful not to fall into it. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim explores the principle that we have, that a person can always do tshuva. There's no way that a person can't do tshuva. And he explores how exactly that should be applied to this case. And I think the question, again, is a very powerful question. We understand there's got to be a way to do tshuva, but it's not simple. Including the fact that even though the Chafetz Chaim writes that you would have to reveal to the person what you did wrong to them in order to obtain mechila, it's not so simple. They attribute this concept to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. It's not so simple that you're allowed to cause a person pain selfishly in order to get your forgiveness. Right now, they don't know about the damage. You're going to come and let them know and cause them more pain because you selfishly want to get your mechila? It's not so simple. That doesn't mean you're absolved. It just means you're stuck. And this reinforces, once again, the difficult situation that a person is in if they speak Lashon Hara on how careful we must be. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.